I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today's program has been pre-recorded. Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on our weekly podcast, Readin', Writin', and Reason. Dom Giordano, Dan producing. And what we try to do is bring you, particularly locally, sometimes nationally, inside issues that you don't hear anywhere else. One of the biggest as we head back to school. I thought this was fought out last year, and a lot of school districts wouldn't dare bring up critical race theory again and all the nonsense associated with it. Well, they go underground with it. So we had on my noon to three radio show this week, Bruce Chambers, who, as I understand it, is a former federal investigator and past president of the school board at Great Valley School District, an affluent, highly educated, big time school district in the suburbs. And what he told me is about this webinar that the chief people there were taking around critical race theory. We played some of it, in which it appears that the instructor is telling people, if questioned, of course deny it. Of course say it's not critical race theory. It's just equity. Aren't you for equity? We're back to this again. How much of this is happening in all those big-time local school districts around us here in Philadelphia and even nationwide? Here's what Bruce Chambers told me. Hey, Bruce, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Bruce, give us an idea of what you found here through this Right to Know. What did you find?
Well, what I found was an online webinar course entitled Critical Race Theory, which was sponsored by the Pennsylvania Association of School Administrators, given by two school administrators from Michigan. And the way I found this was that we were told last year during several board meetings when parents came in to complain about what they saw as elements of CRT in the school district. We were told that it's not there. We don't do that here. But yet at the same time, my Right to Know request, which I filed about a month ago, shows that they were taking a course. The administrators, 30 administrators, took this critical race theory course. At the same time, they were telling us it didn't exist in the school district.
Wow. Well, and those who oppose the teaching of critical race theory are apparently told to say, well, that's just the right wing, Fox News, Prager University, this Pennsylvania representative, Barbara Glemm, that we've had on. That's Christopher Rufo. That's all it is. Everybody else agrees with this, apparently.
Yes, and they actually, half of the presentation is about the critical race theory, and the other half is explaining to the administrators how they should deal with the terrible public who comes in to question it and to criticize it.
So what do they recommend?
Well, they recommend that don't even mention CRT. Highlight the divisive motivations of the opposition. So instead of addressing the issue, they tell you don't mention it. Highlight the fact that these people are divisive, they're ignorant, they don't understand things, and don't mention it at all if you can.
Well, Bruce, we have a little bit of audio. Dan has this from the webinar for listeners. Here's what the administrators, and we agree, right? This is an affluent, academically, at least on paper, big-time school district, right?
Great Valley.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's one that I know of by reputation. Here's what they were being told.
Do not get pulled into the weeds of a bad faith discussion. Highlight the divisive motivations of the opposition. So I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. There is not an actual debate happening about whether or not we should teach critical race theory. I actually think that would be a useful conversation to have. The people pushing this don't care about critical race theory. This is just a tactic, right? That all those fears are being wrapped up in. And so if you have someone coming to you ranting about critical race theory, you're not going to like fix it by saying, oh no, let me just explain to you what critical race theory really is.
The arrogance, the just, you know.
I have some more from it too, Dom, just a little bit more here. That
okay,
I think you need
go to. Ahead.
This is going to lead to generations of new kinds of adults, new kinds of white adults who are unwilling to support far-right politics, policies, and cultural norms. And so this is about power. The goal of this movement is to maintain political and cultural power, and schools are a site of that conflict.
Well, if this is so good, so clear, and everybody else is a racist and dumb on the other side, Bruce, you think then we would put the cards on the table and say, we as administrators, the school board there, whatever, we're going to teach critical race theory. That's, we're in power and we're going to do it. But instead, we go through this just, you know what it is, Bruce? Thank God we have people like you out there in the forum like Talk Radio. Parents can't possibly keep up with all this stuff. Inflation, working hard, school taxes, I'm sure, are high in a school district like this. They can't be getting into these nooks and crannies of what these people are concocting to experiment on their kids.
Right, and this is an example of that. I mean, I'm retired now. My kids are long gone from the school, and I'm a former federal investigator, so I know a little bit about how to find facts. And this was found as a result of a right to know request. They sent me a link. The school district sent me a link to this training, and I got the training. And fortunately, I downloaded it right away, because later on, when Barbara Gleim, the representative who was mentioned in the presentation, when she contacted the Pennsylvania Association of School Administrators, they immediately pulled it down from their website. So I have it on YouTube, and you can find it. It says it's under Great Valley School District Critical Race Theory Course, and it's the entire course.
And unbelievable.
Yourself.
Boy, they picked the wrong guy, retired, looking at the stuff, former school board president and a federal investigator. My God, not a good choice. But what's happening when stuff like this gets out there in that school district? Is it the school board just goes along with this, do you think, Bruce? What's the posture?
Well, I'm not sure the school board actually knew about this training.
Okay.
I haven't gotten any feedback from them yet. I sent them a copy of the article from the Delaware Valley Journal this morning, but I intend to find out their thoughts about it. This is not the first time that we've been lied to by the school district. Before this, I was involved in the transgender issue, which you have talked
yes.
about earlier, and I confronted the school superintendent in person at a meeting, and I asked him, what's your legal basis for hiding information from parents from their kids? And he said, well, I don't have that right here in front of me. You would think he would have it, but he didn't. And he says, I'll get that to you from our attorneys. So I waited and waited. It was never sent. I reminded him two or three times. I'm still waiting for that legal paper justifying hiding information from parents, and he's never provided it. So he's lost any credibility he's had with me and with others in the community who know about this. But this, sadly, is something about critical race theory, which shouldn't even be taught in the schools. We should be concerned with academic achievement of the children, not social indoctrination of them. And that's the maddening part about all of this.
Well, it is. And Dan plucked beautifully right from there, the woman talking about power. That's what she's about. That's what they're going to do,
exactly.
Come hell or high water. Where did we find this again, Bruce Chambers, on YouTube?
You can look under Great Valley School District Critical Race Theory.
All righty. Bruce, thank you. Keep us in the loop. Great work as always.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Dan was able to get some of the material from the webinar. These people, we were open to having them challenge us and tell us this isn't so. What isn't so? Critical race theory again. We'll be on this as we head back to school. Coming up, we had the opportunity to go back and talk with a teacher. We broke the story here locally, or at least on the radio. We had on Jason Moorhead and his attorney, Francis Malufi, about 18 months ago. He attended the January 6th situation in Washington, the speech of the president. He didn't go to the Capitol, didn't do anything else. Coming up, what happened to him during that period of time in his school district in Allentown? That's next on Reading, Writing, and Reason.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's program has been pre-recorded. Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Each week to Reading, Writing, and Reason. Please, you get it every Friday around 3:30, 3:45, 4 o'clock when Dan drops it at the station's website, 1210WPHT.com. We brought you about 18 months ago, a social studies teacher, I think he taught there for about 18 years in Allentown, Jason Moorhead, who went to the president's speech that fateful day, January 6th, did not go to the Capitol, but it got out that he was at the speech. And for that, he was grilled. He rejoined me because he's now been fired in the interim. He joined me with his attorney, Francis Malufi. And here they talk about their allegation that the school district there reached out to the FBI to investigate this guy. Think about that, given this week's news. Here's what they told me, and then you decide what the heck is going on here. Jason Moorhead, former now teacher in Allentown. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much, Attorney Malufi. And Jason, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Dom, for having us. It's always a pleasure. And Jason's also with me right here.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, if you guys remember, it seems, how long ago was that when we initially talked with you, Jason? Was it a couple years?
It's been about 18 months, so over a year and a half.
Yeah. And give listeners a sense. I'm looking at this article in the Allentown News. I think it was pretty accurate. You felt when you went back, you were under suspicion. How did people know? How did that come up?
I was down there. I had posted a couple of things on my social media, private Facebook account. Someone who didn't appreciate that I was there spread it and posted it all across the social media platforms in the Allentown community. And by the time I got home, I was receiving phone calls from papers, from friends. So that's kind of how it got the attention of the community.
So after a period of time, and you have a great attorney, as Dan and I have come to recognize over the period of time, Francis, do a great job legally, but also trying to orchestrate public opinion, which is really important in something like this. So, Francis Malufi, right. What happens next then? Your client goes back to school after a period of time. They seem to exonerate him, I guess. What happens?
Well, the reality is that from day one, he was crucified because he was a white Christian conservative male. And apparently, in public schools, especially boards who are so far left-leaning, you can't be a white Christian conservative male that goes to a conservative rally. And if you do, you will be crucified and your career will be thrown down the drain.
Let me ask you, since we don't have the quote other side here, there is not really another side, but let me just joust, Francis, with you. Do they have a right, given what happened on that day, do you think, to ask questions to the person about attendance and then any other activities? Or is that having to prove something that if you're not charged with anything, why would you have to prove it?
Look, that event was January 6th. We all know that event very well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was never within a mile from the Capitol building. The problem is, and why this spread like wildfire, is the superintendent went out on the second day on January 7th and said that Jason Moorhead was at the Capitol building protest. And they placed him at a violent protest and destroyed his career. They knew from the third day on January 8th, after a full inquisition, that he was nowhere within the Capitol building and, in fact, was a mile away. Yet, rather than correct the record and say we misspoke and we made a mistake, the most decent thing when you make a mistake is to say I'm sorry. They doubled down and then did a seven-month investigation to try to find dirt on him, even working colluding with the FBI, not sharing that with Jason Moorhead or me as counsel, going into his private personal devices, trying to find dirt on him.
Wait a minute, Francis, can you slow down? And it's kind of ironic we have you guys back on a day like this with Mar-a-Lago. How did they collude with the FBI? What does the record tell us? What did they do?
What happened was that when they couldn't find anything negative against him, they then conspired with the FBI to retrieve and go into his personal electronic devices to find dirt on Mr. Moorhead. And when they couldn't find any dirt on Mr. Moorhead, they kept begging the FBI to find more information and more dirt on him to somehow suspend him or justify his termination. They found nothing. So eventually they had to exonerate him 7 months later, but refused to tell the community, the teachers, the parents, the students, the people he has a relationship with, hey, we made a mistake. Mr. Moorhead isn't some evil white supremacist. He's not a racist. We got this absolutely wrong. And he's a choir boy, and we want you to know that he did nothing wrong. They refused to let the community know that, so they placed him in a hostile work environment. And he said, look, I can't go back when you poison the community against me, and you've never accounted for the fact that I did none of these things that you accused me of. But to make it worse, as if it's a Salem witch hunt, they said, a condition upon you coming back is, one, we're not going to correct the record, and we're going to throw you into a hostile environment, and two, you have to admit you're a racist and a bigot, and you need training because you're a bad person. And he said, I'd rather, I'm not going to do that, he said.
Yeah, let me talk to Mr. Moorhead. So how does the racial, Jason, how does the racial part come in that they wanted you to take sensitivity training along that? Based on what?
I guess based on their feelings on my political viewpoints. They're assuming that simply by being a conservative that I therefore must be a racist. I think that's the leap they're trying to make. They whipped up the community since that second day when Mr. Parker put me there and told the community I was there. For months, the school board allowed community members to think that I was all these horrible things, never telling them I was never there, allowing them to think these things. And the community believes, a lot of the community believes that if you supported Trump, you must be a racist. If you're a conservative, you therefore are a racist. If you don't vote Democrat, how can you possibly teach in a school that's 80% minority?
And you have been there or in that district at least for 18 years, right?
It's been my entire job. Not only am I a teacher for 18 years, I did multiple sports, multiple after-school clubs and activities, summer school, summer programs. I did theater. I wasn't fully invested in that school and never had I wanted to look elsewhere. It's a tough environment, especially for, a white male in an inner city environment. And I loved it. And I thrived there. And for the most part, I had a great career, an impeccable record, glowing reports all the time from the administration, never a complaint against me. And that was all thrown away by when Mr. Parker put me there and allowed the community to think horrible things about me.
So, Attorney Francis Maluffy, what is next? I know you're assessing it since the firing has happened. So what the FBI, given the headlines of today, look, I get the FBI was investigating people that were there on January 6th. But if there's no evidence that he was anywhere in the Capitol or near the Capitol, you can't continue to be involved with the FBI. That seems violative.
Well, look, there's things happening in the country today, which makes you pause and say, what the hell has happened to our country? You know, when you have the FBI basically acting as a secret arm for scholastic boards to come after teachers and to come after their own personal devices, when you have collusion like this without giving proper notice for an individual to get proper counsel and apprise him of his rights, that he has a, you know, a Fourth Amendment right against search and seizure, a Fifth Amendment right to have counsel. When you have such violations of the Constitution happening, it's a real scary scenario because we're falling into a situation where both sides are polarized by their ideologies, and we fail to respect the Constitution. And we're a country that's based on values, and you either value the First Amendment, which means we're okay to disagree with each other's opinion, with each other's speech, with each other's religion, to petition against our government. But we can't have governments or school boards endorsing one ideology or one political viewpoint to the exclusion of another. And when that happens, it basically means that you're persecuting, you're basically, the whole reason this country was formed and the values that we were built upon, the First Amendment, we're basically violating that. And either we believe in values and we believe in the First Amendment or we don't. And we have, when you have governments and school boards and administrations and attorneys all acting against and tarnishing what this country was built upon, it's a very slippery slope where it's almost an Orwellian nightmare that we find ourselves in. We are the country that stands alone, separate and apart, because we do have the First Amendment.
Exactly. And Francis, thank God you're in his corner, as I said, because you're savvy to the media, too, with this stuff. But Jason, this is ripped right out of the news. Trump supporters are feeling if they can do this to Trump without us seeing anything that rises to this level, well, it could be done to the average person. Now, the FBI was not the force that did it to you, but they seem to be, at least according to this, an accomplice in it. I mean, why would they engage in this? The only way I can see them engaging in this is if you had posted something and they were surveilling you to determine did you actually go into the Capitol. But short of that, they have no business being involved with the school board here.
They have absolutely no business. You're absolutely right. And we are actually, you know, looking at all avenues, requesting information based on Freedom of Information Act and also other due process considerations. And right now, it's a deep concern when you see private citizens being attacked and their rights infringed upon by the government, by school boards, by administrations, by the FBI, and they're not even warned of their right to counsel or that their Fourth Amendment right to search and seizure is being violated. And it's happening also not just by government entities, but also individual personal actors who also are going to be responsible.
Exactly. Well, Jason, thank you. It sounds like you have a response coming up. And Francis, to keep us in the loop, let us know, guys. It should be sometime relatively imminent.
Yep, there'll be a lawsuit the next, very shortly that'll be filed, and I'll be happy to share more when you see it, because it'll be a fireball. It will be a fireball.
Let Dan know, and we'd like to have you on as soon as that happens.
Sounds good.
All right, as I said, this is something very troubling. Apparently, they're going to file a lawsuit. We'll cover it. We'll tell you about it. And again, if he was just there at the president's speech, how in the world do you get grilled in the manner that he alleges? Well, that's happening. This is still the reverberations from this are ongoing. Look at this week's news. We'll have more for you next week. Thanks to Dan for producing. Please share this. Station's website, every Friday you get it, 1210WPHT.com. Thanks for joining us on Reading, Writing, and Reason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.